Well, here we are back at MTP Software Studios. That means this is the one, the only Radio Entrepreneurs. My name is Jeffrey Davis. As we're closing out on 2018, I want to say thank you to the over 90,000 people who've connected with our show this year in over 100 countries, probably because of the person sitting beside me, the infamous Peter Morrison from the law firm of Cohn, Resnick, Morrison, and Plout.
You know, Jeff, I'll take credit wherever I can. But it's great to be here with you.
100 countries turning into Peter Morrison. Wow. Okay, well, our next guest, Kelly Thompson, founder of Kelly Salon. Welcome.
Hi.
Hi. I have to tell you, Kelly's probably got the best hair of anybody who's ever come in here.
I think that's sure true as far as I'm concerned.
Thank you.
So, Kelly, obviously you're wearing the product. Tell us about Kelly Salon.
Okay, we've been open for 5 years. I have 9 employees, including myself, 6 hairstylists, all with 25-plus years of experience. We've actually all worked together for over 21 years.
Where are you located?
945 Worcester Road, Framingham Center.
You're not far from here.
Nope, 10 minutes down the road.
Right.
Yep.
Not far from Zoftix.
No, well,
you
yeah,
get a sandwich and some fries
and all that
and get
stuff.
Your hair cut.
Yeah.
So tell us, why did you go into the salon business?
When I was 18, I always wanted to do hair. I was cutting hair before I knew how to cut hair, and that was my path. I knew it right away. Went there. I didn't even take the summer off that year. I graduated high school and I went right into cosmetology school. So I started very young. I started cutting hair when I was 18.
And you,
so does cosmetology school include more than haircut?
When you're a cosmetologist, you have to learn how to do everything, nails, skin, hair, makeup, everything. But most cosmetologists focus on hair. If you want to do skin, it's aesthetics. If you want to do nails, it's nail technician. But most cosmetologists, you have to take everything to pass the state board. However, we all focus on hair.
So there is a certification.
Mm-hmm.
Does everybody who owns a salon have certification, or is that just something you have?
No, everyone has to. You can't even shampoo hair without 500 hours.
Does that include barbers too? Or?
Yes.
Wow. Yes.
Really, that's pretty impressive. So it's a big step. Did you work for somebody else when you started?
Yes. I worked for John Delaria. I worked for Alberto Escobar.
Oh, okay. So you went with a pretty exclusive group of...
Cutters.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So it takes something special, though, to start your own business.
Yes.
What was that?
So I was a renter, so I had my own business within somebody else's salon for about 15 years, and I was getting a little stale, and I worked with a business coach, and we started, you know, Michael Gerber, the E-Myth book, I read it like 6 times, and it made me realize that I wanted more than just renting my little chair in someone else's salon. And so
you can make money off somebody else just as well as somebody can make money off of you.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I decided to do some homework and branch out. And one of the things that I was doing was I was cutting a little different than somebody else because I had trained with 3 very successful people and I morphed all my learnings into my methodology. And my business coach had asked if I could trademark it and teach it. And I said, sure. So I did.
That's a good idea, huh?
So I trademarked it. It's Trimetrics. And
so the area of practice I have is intellectual property to some extent. I mean, I don't do a lot of trademarking. But how do you trademark how you cut?
So it's a methodology.
Oh, it's a methodology. Okay.
Yes.
All right.
And so when I was working in someone else's salon, the response I got was, why would you do that? And that's when I realized I wanted to work around people that say, why not? Not why would you, but why wouldn't you? And so that's when the journey started, and I left and started my own. And since then, I've trademarked my own hair product line, and I just want more.
You know, the whole thing of trademarking the way you cut hair, that was a first for me. I never heard that before. I mean, it sounds logical because, again, any type of process that's unique. What is unique to your process for cutting that makes it trademarkable?
So because it's three different methods morphed into one, it's a pattern, it's a system, you can recreate or you can be consistent. It applies to every texture of every hair, every thickness of every hair,
curly hair, straight hair.
Yes, it does. It applies to your hair too because it's based off your head shape. So everybody has a round head, but not everybody's head is the same size. So it's a pattern.
It's interesting. I mean, it's really, it's the way you're thinking that's interesting to me, and I suspect to our listeners. So where do you go from here? I mean, you now have a
business. What's the next step for the business?
Do you have multiple? I mean, do you do a Michael Dallaria? Or?
I would love to own several. However, my next step is to buy a building. I rent the building that we're in now, and
I really would like to
buy the building.
No, I've always thought that the big failing of many small entrepreneurs is they don't secure their location, and you know then they're at the whims of whoever their landlord is. You know, and if they're doing well, you know, there's a rental provision that says, "Oh, I'll take 8% of your gross," and then all of a sudden, you know, you're working for the landlord. So
right.
Buying the building, I think, is a very clever idea.
So you want to buy the building next?
That's the goal for probably 2020.
And expand upon the chairs as well?
Yes.
Do you have a cultural philosophy that leads to, let's say, more retention of people who work for you versus other salons as well? Because you've seen other people cutting styles, but you've also seen other management styles, leadership styles.
Oh, absolutely.
So how would you define your leadership style?
We have core values. That's how I evaluate my team, based on the core values of the salon. We're predictable professionals, ever innovative, constantly committed, and always creative. And that's who I hire, people that fit the core values.
And how would you describe, what are the core values?
Well, if we're always predictable professionals. Mm-hmm. I will not settle for anything less than that. I can give you an example. I have a hairstylist who, if I were to evaluate her on one day, a day in the salon, she rents a chair in another salon. She rents from me. She comes to the salon with what she needs for that day. And clients change their mind. And she was very limited. She thought she had six blondes. And then she had all of a sudden one blonde wanted to be auburn, red. She didn't have that. So she also didn't have the time in her schedule to do it, but she didn't want to turn her away because this woman was very excited about the change. So my stylist was a predictable professional because she sat her down and said, I can spend this time with you. I can go through everything with you. You just have to be patient because I will see other people in between.
Kelly, if somebody, again, you said it earlier in the interview, if someone wants to find you at Kelly's Salon or find the salon in general, how would they do that?
You can go through our website, which is kelly-happywinds.com. Most of it's referral, BNI.
Great. I want to thank you for being on the show today. You should send us some pictures.
Okay.
And Nathan will put them up.
Okay.
So thanks for being on the show today and continued success.
Thank you.
And thank you, Peter Meyerson.
It was a very nice interview. Yeah. Right.
Thank you. We're going to take a break. Remind everybody, this is Radio Entrepreneurs, and at least everyone in this studio right now still has hair in a in a progression from right to left right here. And we're going to take a break. We'll be right back on Radio Entrepreneurs.